Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY24 earnings conference call of Olectra Greentech, hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amar Kant Gaur from Axis Capital. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Gaur.
Thank you, Muskan. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Axis Capital, I welcome you to the Q3 FY24 post-results conference call of Olectra Greentech. From the management team, we have with us Mr. B. Sharat Chandra, CFO, Mr. P. Hanuman Prasad, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Sharat Chandra for his opening remarks, post which we can have Q&A. Over to you, Mr. Sharat Chandra.
Yeah, thank you, Amar. Good afternoon, everyone. We are taking as read the presentation which is put on our website, along with the safe harbor statement thereon. Thank you, all the investors, for joining in the earnings call for the financial year 2024, Q3 and nine-month results today. We are very pleased to inform our stakeholders that we continue to report a strong set of results for the quarter and nine-month period ended 31st December 2023, both in terms of top line and profitability on a consolidated basis as well as on a standalone basis. We have delivered 1,564 electric buses and 51 electric tippers till 31st December 2023. Thanks to our team's dedication and strategic initiatives, and the key indicators which in quarter two have signaled a positive trend which has since accelerated in quarter three, and we remain positive for quarter four. Strong demand continues, with the company's net order book of electric buses stands at 8,088 numbers after delivering 376 electric buses in 9 months. Our focus continues on increasing our manufacturing capacity and enhancing our technology capabilities. The construction work of a new state-of-the-art plant at Sitarampur is in full swing, and pilot production from the facility will be initiated from the 2nd of February, which is just 2 days away. Now I will begin with providing you key highlights for quarter three consolidated financials. The company's EBITDA for quarter three financial year 2024 reached an impressive 56.10 crores, marking a substantial 52% increase compared to previous year. The PBT surged to 33.84 crores, remarkable 65% increase over the previous fiscal year of 20.46 crores. PAT for quarter three stood at 27.11 crores compared to 15.3 crores, with a jump of 77%. On a standalone basis, the company's EBITDA in quarter three reached an impressive 49.84 crores, marking a substantial 56% increase compared to the previous year. The PBT surged to 29.92 crores, a remarkable 73% increase from previous year fiscal of 17.3 crores. The PAT stands at 22.28 crores compared to 12.98 crores, with a jump of 72%. The quarter's P&L highlights are as follows. Revenue for electric vehicle segment grown by 34% and insulator segment grown by 32%. We have both the segments have shown good growth in operating margins due to the design optimization and export sales in insulator segment and revenue mix in e-bus segment. We have coming to the nine-month results. The revenue for 9 months on a consolidated basis was about 865.33 crores, up by 21%. The company's EBITDA in 9 months reached an impressive 142.67 crores, marking a substantial 40% increase compared to previous year. PBT for 9 months stood at 85.67 crores, vis-à-vis 54.38 crores, a remarkable 58% jump. PAT for the 9 months on a consolidated basis stands at 63.76 crores, up by 62% compared to previous fiscal year, 39.4 crores. On a standalone basis, the revenue for 9 months was 835.84 crores, up by 9% from 766 crores of previous fiscal. The company's EBITDA reached an impressive 132.64 crores, marking a substantial 33% jump versus previous year of 99.81 crores. PAT for 9 months on a standalone basis stood at 61.96 crores compared to previous year fiscal of 42.9 crores, up by 44%. Thank you all, and over to Axis for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rishabh Agnihotri, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, Sharad. Congratulations on great set of numbers. I just wanted to quickly understand, I mean, we all saw the CMD interview on CNBC. The guidance was revised to like 700, 800 buses, while it was 1,000 in the last quarter. And the reason quoted was the battery norms, right? And I think we were very clearly out of the woods the last time we spoke on the con call. So, you know, what happened here? And I mean, should we expect similar things? Because, you know, the guidance of 2,500 has been given for the next year. So just wanted to get a sense what happened, like, you know, where we went from 1,000 to 750 in terms of guidance in FY24.
Yeah. So as you rightly said, our target was about 1,000 to 1,200 buses and trucks together earlier. But as you are aware, I think we have discussed past, in the past earnings call, the battery norms which were introduced and which was mandatory for delivering and selling the buses has impacted significantly. We have mentioned that in the earlier. And we have also mentioned that we are striving to make up the shortfall of quarter one. Nevertheless, we are now, we have seen, as we committed ourselves earlier, quarter two, H2 will be better than H1. Accordingly, if you have seen quarter three numbers, we have seen a definitely improvement over quarter one and quarter two. We are definitely not facing or not foreseeing any challenges in the next year. Things are more or less stabilized now. And because of the overlapping effect, the sales guidance has come down. But overall, if you see, we have been performing quarter on quarter for the last 8 quarters improvement, except for quarter one of current year.
No, for sure, I agree. I mean, you know, from competitive perspective as well, our margins are much better, ROC is better, debt is better. So great thing there. Just two more questions here. One, like, you know, the MSRTC order, which is of, you know, the 5,000 buses, right? Considering, you know, 2,500 next year, I hope, I mean, there's no hit there because, you know, we have to deliver in the next 2 years, right? That's one. And second, I'm any comments on the new PM bus Seva order? I know the target guidelines have been being extended to like an hour at 6, but any window to us there that, you know, how would that tender look like?
Coming to MSRTC order, as you rightly said, 5,150 numbers, we are planning to deliver in next two financial years. Next year, we are targeting minimum 2,500 numbers, and the balance we are trying to complete in financial year 25-26. So as far as the PM, the question was with regard to the PM e-seva. Yes, it is still in the initial stage. So we are expecting that to conclude in the next few months.
Yes, okay. Because last time I think we didn't.
It's in basically I think not much progress. The PM e-seva, the tender is basically the Government of India's commitment towards clean mobility, which will be beneficial for all the players in the market. Still, it is in the financial evaluations in the tender stage. In the coming months, we are expecting the tender bids to be submitted. And we are definitely anticipating good orders in this. So we will
submit a bid now. I mean, are you saying that we will not submit the bid this time?
No. It's
let me clarify, Mr. Rishabh. The PM Seva tender is there yet to float. The tender is the only announcement came. The tender is
yet. The bid is yet to be submitted, sir.
Got it. Okay. Thank you. Best of luck.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddharth Agarwal from Systematix. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Pretty happy with your results. Sir, just a few questions. Sir, in Q3, how many buses did we deliver? In Tipper also?
Yeah, we have delivered about 162 buses in
Q3. 162 buses and 16 tippers.
How many tippers?
16 tippers.
And what's the target for Q4 since the situation is improving in terms of battery testing now?
Yeah, Q4 will be better than Q3. That is what we are targeting. Hmm. And we are striving to basically meet the target of definitely what we have recently mentioned in the CNBC interview. We are striving for to meet that target. We could achieve anywhere between around, we are targeting about 650 overall for the year.
Okay. So around 270 odd, you can look at that.
That is what we are looking, we are striving to do that number.
Okay, and tippers? Tippers, we don't have any issue, right?
All together. See, tippers till date, we have delivered about 51 tippers. The response has been very good, but as we mentioned earlier, the traction is yet to happen. It is expected to happen in the next few quarters, and a lot of inquiries are happening. We are doing demos in the customer project sites, and about 25 electric tippers are in the final stage of discussions and finalization. So this will definitely come up in the next financial year.
And what's the selling price of one tipper?
It's about, see, it again depends on, again, the specifications of the customer. So, yeah, it is about, average about 1.3 to 1.4 crores.
Okay. And no subsidy over here, right?
No subsidy. This is basically private purchases, private sales.
And how much is capital to our group company and how much is external party?
As of now, we have sold all the 51 to the group company.
Okay.
Because as you are aware, MEL, which is a very large, second largest infra company, they procure for their own internal consumption tippers. So the initial orders, it's a good ground for us to do the trials and demos. And they have been very successful. Now, private inquiries are coming up and we are showing the demos. We expect the traction to happen in the next 2 to 3 quarters.
Okay, so Mega would be requiring how many tippers in a year, sir? Because second largest infra company of the country, so that demand can be tremendous. And how much capacity of tippers do we have?
There will not be any constraint as far as capacity is concerned. The traction should happen. And we are coming up with a new plant, as we have mentioned.
Yeah.
The remarks, we are doing the trial production, pilot production from day after tomorrow in the new plant. And post that, we are going to start commence in the next financial year.
Mm.
So we are not facing any constraint with regard to capacity.
Okay. And that capacity is fungible between buses and tippers. So that's
Correct.
Okay. Sir, second point is, how is the funding being done of this plant and what's the total cost of the plant? Since we are starting pilot, means everything would be capitalized out, right?
Yeah. See, basically, we have about 750 crores is the total project cost. So we are now do the funding from internal accruals and debt. The debt is in the advanced stage of sanctions by commercial banks. We expect the sanctions to happen in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And once that is happening, we are going to draw down the debt. The debt is in the region of 500 crores.
So till now, who's paying for it? Our internal accruals?
Yes, correct.
So till now, how much have we spent, sir? Approximately?
Approximately about 100 crores we have spent.
Okay. That's our internal accrual.
Yeah.
Okay. So last question. You know, we talk about, you know, FAME 2 or if FAME 3 comes. So what's your expectation of FAME 3 with the subsidy? Because we get so many articles, all some in favor, some against, you would be also be knowing. So what are we expecting from FAME 3? Is the subsidy for us going to be increased or everything going to be taken away?
See, basically, I think we have to wait for tomorrow's interim budget speech from the finance minister. So, but definitely, the government of India is supporting. They are very, very bullish. And you have, in the recent past, you must have seen the announcement about 8 lakh buses getting converted. So all these are very, very positive. So the intent is basically to make the e-buses adoption in a big way. So not only e-buses, electric vehicles, but e-buses being largest in terms of about 2 million buses are operating on Indian roads. So with these conversions
It will be definitely incentivized. The government will be trying to incentivize the OEMs, the operators, and the end customers.
And so what are the last two orders that you've received?
The last order we received from Vasai Virar, about 40 buses.
Okay.
And one private order. Apart from that, before that, as we have discussed, 5150 was MSRTC, which is the largest in the country.
Yeah. So, private order of how many buses and from which company is it? Is it like a tour operator?
No, basically, see, the private inquiries keep coming in. So,
yeah.
So basically, it's not a tour operator. So, so about 40 buses is what, one bus is a very small number. 40 buses is what the largest in this year. Like, last order was 40 buses, and now actually, I think we have mentioned earlier, best still under negotiation. So it's about 3,000 buses, we are L1.
Yeah.
And PMC 300 buses also, we are L1. Both these tenders are under negotiation.
Best 3,000, we are L1. And PMC, Pune, 300 L1.
Yes, 300 L1.
What's the status of the previous order, you know, which had gone through High Court and everything? Are we delivering anything over there or we stopped totally?
No. 2,100 buses, Supreme Court has given the order in our favor and we started delivering. We have delivered about more than 100 buses till now.
All in Bombay?
All?
All in Bombay.
Yeah, all in Bombay. Yes, correct. Yes, you are right.
And there is no risk in those orders?
There is?
Because if I remember, or you may correct me, since you are the expert, the Supreme Court has said that you can give, but it's at your own risk.
No. All those things are old. That's an old matter now. Everything is done in our favor. So I think this has come up in the last quarter itself.
Mm.
Oh, and our company secretary, legal compliance officer, will just give you a highlight of that.
Mr. Chalabi, you are referring to interim order initially, which we got. Finally, this case has been disposed in our favor, and we started delivering.
Okay, so we are very happy for you. Fine, sir. Thank you very much for answering so many questions of mine. Yeah, thank you. All the best, sir.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Gaurang from Utility Unified. Please go ahead.
Hi, Sharad and team. Am I audible?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, congratulations first of all on excellent Q3 numbers and very encouraging to know that the pilot for the new Greenfield facility will commence in 2 days. It's an excellent news. So my question is to understand the preparedness of setting up sales channels with respect to standout products of Olectra in the market. I'm talking of two specific products. One is the electric CX2 coach bus and the second is the legendary electric tipper truck, which is the first EV tipper truck which is homologated in India. So in order that we prepare for the incoming huge orders from private entities, we need to have good visibility of products. What we've seen recently is BYD passenger vehicles are tied up with Landmark Motors, which is a listed entity for sales and service of BYD passenger vehicle cars for the showroom in Mumbai and few other places. Also, Ashok Leyland has a tie-up with Landmark Motors. So my question is, are we looking for similar tie-ups with reputed channel partners for sales and private segments? And that's my question.
Yeah, that's a good question. See, as far as the BYD thing, what you are referring to, relates to retail, passenger vehicles. So obviously for passenger vehicles, you need to showcase clearly with the display and all. So as far as we are concerned, so we have large orders of about 8,100 buses, which have to be delivered in the next 2 years. So right now we are focusing on that. Of course, we have been doing a lot of demos and then we are getting private inquiries and private sales we have done about almost 20 numbers in the recent past. So, and in the new facility where we are building a state-of-the-art new plant, we are going to showcase a separate display of all our products. And the other aspect is, as far as we are concerned, the model is GCC, I think you are aware. So all the buses we deliver to respective STU and these are parked in the respective depots in various states. And our service personnel are placed in the depots to take care of the service activities. So that way we are geared up for any kind of after-sale service.
So being SKU driven now currently, so the retail side thing we will focus in future. As of now, we are focusing on delivering the SKU orders.
Yeah, that is great to know. My second question, Sharat, to you is, as we understand, FreshBus has partnered with Olectra for their private electric bus segment. So are we expecting any new orders from FreshBus as well?
Yeah, definitely the initial order has been encouraging. They have been doing well. We expect new inquiries coming from not only FreshBus, from some other private parties also.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Siddharth, an individual. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, yes.
Hello.
Yeah, Mr. Siddharth, you are.
Yeah, you are audible.
My first question is regarding the realization per bus. So if, like you mentioned, that we have sold 376 buses this in the 9 months. So if I just did buses offered.
Sir, we are unable to hear.
Our average selling price, because earlier, like in the previous calls, we had mentioned that we sell somewhere around 1.42. And
so I think your voice was breaking, sir. We lost the part of the first question.
What is that price for us?
No, I think we are. I'm not. We could not hear your question because it was. We lost your question for a bit. So can you repeat your question, please?
As there is no response from the participants, we will move to the next question. The next question is from the line of Rishabh Agnihotri, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sorry to just quickly back in the queue. Just one quick question on the 3,000 order. The negotiations have been going since like 4 months, right? Now, I mean, I think we've been speaking about it since last two quarters. I just want to sort of get what's the problem. Considering like all of our tenders have been sort of coming through from a similar, BSRTC, right? MSRTC and BEST. So can you just throw some highlights on that? What's the challenge which has come there?
See, obviously, state of Maharashtra is in the forefront. So in the country, with adoption of e-buses in taking the shape in a very, very good manner. So obviously, BEST is a very large entity. They have about 4,500 fleet, which they want to convert into e-buses. So the financial negotiations are in progress. It is taking more time, but we expect to conclude in the next few weeks.
Got it. Good. I think, yeah, that's all from me.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Anil, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening.
I think, on 2nd January this year, we got a very good news from the Government of India that they are looking to launch almost 8 lakh buses across India. So we are seeing such kind of optimistic environment around the EV industry. But then why we are having a pessimistic approach of revamping the capacity of the company? If you look at 8 lakh buses in 6 years to be delivered and we want to be top 5 player, we should be contributing 20% of the industry. And if you see from that perspective, we should be having 30,000, 40,000 buses delivery capacity per year. Last 4 years, we are struggling to bring the capacity from 1,000 buses a year to 10,000 buses a year. Can you please tell me why you are so pessimistic? Why you are not so? You have to be optimistic.
Yeah, Anil, to clarify, so basically, any industry, it takes time. So as far as EV segment is concerned, still we are in the nascent stage. Only about 7,000 buses have been delivered or deployed in India. Of course, the Government of India has been very, very supportive and then coming up with various initiatives to accelerate the adoption. For your kind information, none of the OEMs in the country has got capacity. They have to build capacities. In the same front, we have taken the initiative. We are building up the capacity.
to start with 5,000 numbers, and in the second phase, which could happen very quickly, to 10,000 numbers. Based on the demand, definitely we would invest into the capex. See, our philosophy has been always to get orders and then invest into the capex, rather than investing into capex and then waiting for the orders. If you see historically, that is our philosophy. And definitely, if such kind of numbers are coming up, our management is definitely geared up to increase the capacity.
Yeah, so my question is that only, because I also understood that it is a story of something, you know, somebody is waiting for the patients to first come, and then after that he starts studying the medicine, which is not so practical as far as, you know, the new industry is concerned. But why don't you think that instead of going so much conservative, I know that you are coming from an infrastructure success background, maybe applicable there, but in an industry which is driven by technology, and such is a huge surge in demand in the over a short period of time, you should think that balancing it out and, you know, come up with a optimistic policy then rather than a pessimistic policy.
Definitely, we are optimistic. Noted your point. So we please see our performance over the past 8 quarters. So we have been progressing. We are not definitely we are progressing. We want to progress more from now. And we are building up the facility, and the pilot production is happening 2 days from now. And in the new facility, we want to do a minimum of 2,500 numbers next year. Definitely, depending on the requirements, we are geared up to ramp up to 5,000 very shortly.
Yeah. So my request is to think about building the capacity and then looking for the orders, rather than trying to first get the order and then building the capacity, because there is a huge lag between getting the order and then building the capacity. Second question is, you see, like you look at any investor conference call or second January when you were there on CNBC, most of the questions are around what's your capacity, what's your order on hand, and how much buses you have delivered. Can't we ask, make it this simple and transparent, and you publish this data on your website? Because transparency and simplicity brings the value to the company. Look at the value what Olectra is having today. Any company which is there in EV sector is having more than 25,000 crore of valuation, and we are struggling to achieve 15,000 crore of valuation, being a top 5 player in the industry right from for last 5 years. I feel that you should look at having these simple, transparent stats available on the website. Can you please assure all of us?
Yeah, Anil, just to clarify, of all the OEMs, Olectra is number one in terms of performance, in terms of delivering. Okay, so I do not know what kind of information you have. So we have, for your kind information, delivered more than 1,600 electric vehicles as on date. Our buses have clocked more than 20 crore kilometers on Indian roads. We are definitely striving. We are noting your point. We are striving to do better. We want to perform quarter on quarter better than previous quarter. So
no, my point
we
is
are not conservative.
Point, sorry to interrupt you. Yeah. My point is our performance is excellent. What I'm saying is that because of transparency issue, or maybe timely availability of the stats, because of non-presenting the strength of the company on a timely basis to the different investors group, our valuation is not what is being reflected today. So my request is that though we are performing in a very excellent manner, but somewhere the common questions like what's my capacity, what's your order on hand, how much you are going to deliver, how much you have delivered, these are the small statistics, simple stats. If you make available on website, it will ease people to know the company's strength and progress, which will reflect in the company's valuation as well.
Yeah. Just please note, I'll just give a highlight and then our company secretary will also talk about it. See, we are a listed company, you are aware, and we are bound by these PIT regulations, and information which is price sensitive cannot be put on a website, right? So forward-looking statements, yes, to the extent of what is in public domain, we can publish. Right. I'll ask Company Secretary Mr. Arman to clarify.
In continuation of what Sharath clarified, Mr. Anil, I would like to say
most of the information which you are saying, the questions in the CNBC or wherever we have been, or CMD have been asked. The mostly price sensitive information, for price sensitive information, we have to be careful while dealing with the price sensitive information. And other part of your question, why can't it be placed in the public domain? If you see at appropriate time, we have been disclosing all these issues. If we say capacity, what is the timeline for commencement of this factory? In our shareholders resolution itself, we mentioned it's 12 months. But whenever we are having interaction with the media, obviously people were asking when can we expect. So we are striving to do that to meet the timelines or even before that to complete. In that process, there are some issues need to be addressed. So other thing, order book you are asking. Order book also, even 40 buses order also, we have been disclosing to the stock exchanges. It is very much available in our website as well as in the stock exchange websites also. Beyond these certain things, which is anticipatory or which are price sensitive information, we are not supposed to place it on website or even becomes mentioned in the calls also. I think you would understand the severity of the price sensitive information related issues.
Yeah, I was requesting for the actual delivery of the buses to be displayed on the website. Just give me 2 minutes more, please.
Actual delivery of buses. Actual delivery of buses. In this investor call presentation itself, a starting slide itself, you will find every quarter.
Can you do it on a month-on-month basis instead of, in the investor call?
You are asking for month-on-month investor call.
No, month-on-month actual delivery of buses on the website, so with that we can know the progress of the company.
I think actually because statutorily monthly, quarterly once we have to give, in between month-on-month placing in the website actually we have to think of, because it is a highly price sensitive information which will have
My last question is that it's a growing company, so company secretary and chief financial officer and CMD has to focus on the company's expansion, and so why not we get a chief investor relation officer who is 100% dedicated for this purpose and make sure that he's communicating with the media or the investors or the government bodies with the sensitive stats on appropriate time. So that will help, I think, in building, strengthening the company's valuation and also helping us in getting the right investors on place. Do you think that we should go ahead with the chief investor relation officer at the earliest?
I think our board will deliberate, of course, all these issues have been deliberating in the appropriate time, we will come up with that.
Please look into this important aspect. It's very critical for all the investors, whether it's shareholder or government or otherwise investors like banks and institutions.
Noted.
Yeah. Thank you very much to all of you and congratulations and thank you very much for leading this company with an example and a good show.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddharth, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible, Mr. Siddharth, please.
Sir, my first question is regarding the payment security fund which the government is evaluating. So that is different from the existing GCC contracts that we have right now. So can you just shed some more clarity on what exactly the scheme is, the payment security fund, which how will this help Olectra or all the bus manufacturing companies?
So this is very, very still in the nascent stage. Okay, so as far as currently, the business model is the gross cost contract, wherein as per the Niti Aayog model, the STUs is the end customer. They are procuring the service rather than capex. And just reiterating, all of you are aware, but so they are paying on a per kilometer basis to the concessionaire. So currently, as per the model, there is an escrow mechanism is in place, wherein contract to contract about 2 months or 3 months monthly fee is deposited in the escrow account. So that is how the payment is happening. But the new things like the new announcement of PM e-Seva and all these announcements are still in the nascent stage. It is under discussions. Once we get a clarity and it gets firmed up, it will be definitely reflecting in the public domain.
Okay. But sir, will that help Olectra in getting more orders or having a...
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely it will help.
Okay, and will that reduce our receivables also?
So it's nothing to do with the receivables, because as far as Olectra is concerned, we our business model is to manufacture, sell the buses to the concessionaires. Okay, and the payment payment security is for the STU's payment.
Mm-hmm.
So they pay to the concessionaire, so it will not come directly to Olectra.
Okay, but even when we are selling to the SPVs, there is a lag of like 6 months to 1 year after a certain performance guarantee. There is 30 or 25% receivables which are outstanding, and that we'll get it after 6 months or 1 year. Am I correct?
See, basically, the under the FAME II, the subsidy part was the last leg of the subsidy portion was within 180 days. Now, basically, as you are aware, in the initial stages, even the EV segment is progressing, there were financial constraints, but now all the public financial institutions, including commercial banks and institutions, are very, very bullish. They are coming up and sanctioning the financial closures. All our contracts, the financial closures, are either completed or in the advanced stage of completion. So we are not forcing, as far as Olectra is concerned, we are not forcing any issues with regard to the payments.
Okay, so got it. So my second question will be regarding the average selling price per bus. So what will be that number? Because earlier you had mentioned it somewhere around 1.4 to 1.5 crores per bus. This 9 months we have delivered around 376 buses. And if I just divide the revenue by this number, I'm getting 1.9. So going forward, is it safe to assume that we'll be delivering somewhere to 2 CR per bus?
No, it all depends on the sales mix. So if you see the sales mix, if it is 9 meters, it will be less as what we have indicated. If it is 12 meters, it is more. So it all depends on the sales mix which we have done quarter on quarter. So the average, as we have mentioned, the selling price will be in the region of 1.2 crores.
1.222 crores, okay.
And also the sales has got three components. We have three segments, you are aware. So we have insulator segment, which the turnover was about 100 crores close by. And electric tippers, we have introduced the turnover was about 50 crores approximately. And the rest is electric buses. And apart from that, we have operating income. And of course, the AMC income which we generate for all the buses which we sell, because we take care of the after-sales service.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so just a request that, sir, if you can just give the segment-wise in the in your presentation, the investor presentation, like the 9mm, 12mm, whatever the bus orders we have fulfilled, segment-wise, like different capacity buses, if that...
That becomes too much of details, like what is the sales composition. So we are at a very high level given the electric buses, insulator and electricity, but segment-wise it is already there. We are looking into what is the kind of how many 12 meters we have sold. That also we are indicating in terms of numbers. But in terms of, again, revenue split and all, becomes too much of details.
Okay, so I got it. That's it. Thank you so much, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hemal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
So thank you for taking my question. Just a little bit new to your company. So I have a few questions regarding the battery. Maybe you have addressed it several times. So when you're scaling up next year, do you make your own batteries or do you procure it from an Indian manufacturer, or does it become imported through BYD? Is that how it is?
See, currently none of the Indian companies, OEMs, India, we do not have facilities as of now to manufacture batteries. Currently, we procure from BYD cells and then make into the pack. So all the OEMs, including whether you name Tesla or anybody, they source from China, which is the largest in terms of battery capacities and technologies. But recently, as you are new to the company, I think the government of India has introduced PLI schemes, wherein few Indian companies are coming up with their manufacturing cells in India. It will take some time. It may take another 3 to 4 years for the Indian companies to come up with the technology. So definitely we are open based on technology and pricing. Definitely as a company we are open to explore. But currently we are having a strategic tie-up with BYD, which is world's largest EV company. Accordingly, we are sourcing the battery cells from them.
Okay. So, sir, the second question is, do you see these battery prices declining year over year? And does that, do you have to pass off those battery prices to in when you supply the buses, or is that your margin? How does that work?
See, basically, once
you're hearing that the battery prices are going to decline, right, over the next 3 to 3 years, every year it keeps on becoming more efficient and it keeps on the prices becoming lower and lower.
Yeah. See, currently what is happening is basically we expect the battery prices to come down, as you rightly said, in the next 2 to 3 years. And see, we follow. There is no basically open market price, because customer to customer specification, based on specifications, we make the bus. So we follow the costless model. So accordingly, the margins on a very large scale of 5,000 numbers could be different from what we are doing currently of about 250-300 numbers.
So it would expand, right? It would have to go better, I guess.
In terms of absolute numbers, it is going to expand. In terms of percentage, it will be definitely not comparable with what we are doing today.
Okay, so you're saying battery prices, whatever you get, you pass it on to the, it's cost plus model. So even if there is an advantage, you will not take, your company won't get the advantage of that.
Correct, correct.
Ah, okay. And so absolute final one is, as you said, Indian manufacturers are going to take 2-3 years to build it. Do any of these contracts or going forward, do you vision that some of the government or the city buses that you are targeting may make a Make in India mandatory clause from like 1 year, 2 years? Do you envision that? Like we see that in solar panels, like, you know, like after March 31st, they have, some of them are mandated that they have to be all here. They cannot be from outside the, they can't be imported.
Yeah, currently also, as per the frame 1 and frame 2, to avail the subsidy, a minimum localization norms are already prescribed. And our company, we are very proud to inform the shareholders, we comply with the localization norms. And except for battery cells and few components relating to powertrain, every component is localized in India.
Okay, I see. But so that can be strengthened going forward, right? Like you can make it more and more.
Yeah, it's a continuous process. As we see next 3-4 years, if the battery cells are also manufactured in India, then it becomes almost 100%.
Okay. You yourself are not undertaking this task at all for battery cell. I mean, I know you have the BYD relationship, but you are not thinking yourself at this scale of 40, 50,000 buses that you may have, that you, it may be viable to do these batteries, right?
So we are definitely not in the, we are not going to manufacture batteries, but we are going to assemble in a new plant.
Okay, yeah, sure. That's right. Most of the people are starting like that only. So yeah, you're right. But eventually you will just have to buy it, make a partnership as a white label with somebody in India.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I think you have answered all my questions. I really appreciate it. And congratulations on good service.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and 1 to ask question. The next question is from the line of Faisal Hawa, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just want to ask a straight question. With the kind of orders that we have, do we feel that we will double our sales every 2 years, at least for the next 4 years? That's one. And second is, sir, why do you feel that, you know, people like Ashok Leyland and Tata Motors have been slow onto this bandwagon, and you know, what are the kind of knowing them and their deep pockets, as well as their, you know, very good corporate executives that they have. I mean, they could build up a strategy and really come out with competition pretty quickly.
Yeah, to answer your first question, yes, definitely we are striving to double our turnover. So we are targeting a big number next year, about 2,500 numbers. So against about 650-700 numbers this year. So we are going to see a multi-fold increase in the top line and bottom line. So and then but we are
definitely we will double sales every 2 years for next yes, next 4 years.
Definitely, that is our target. Like that is what we are aiming for.
For example, our, if our sales 100 crore, it will become 200 crore, and from 200 to 400 in 4 years from today.
That is what we are striving. We did about 1130 crores last year, and for the current 9 months, we did about 865 crores on a consolidated basis. And coming to the second question on the competitors, we cannot comment on the competition. So what is their strategy? But the point is they have invested huge amounts on the Euro 4 ICE engine technologies, having invested so much, obviously Euro 6, I mean, having invested so much on the infra, maybe their focus has been a little slow on the EV side, but more than that, we cannot comment.
But they could get their act together, and you know, if, for example, they have very, very, very good managerial talent also, and I mean, that could probably, you know, put us at some kind of a competitive risk. What is it that the market is doing?
Always good competition, healthy competition is good for any industry, and with so much of expected demand, and all the OEMs put together do not have capacities. Everybody, so everybody has got a pie to pick up.
Got it. Thank you very much, sir. Really appreciate your answer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Alec Jain from Aniyut Software Solutions. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, yes, audible.
Okay. Thank you. First of all, really congratulations for the outstanding numbers for this quarter as well. I have 2 to 3 questions. So the first question is from the technology partner perspective. So right now, BYD, which is our technology partner, from what I understand, we have the partnership sorted out with BYD till 2025, right? So what about 2025? So do we have any visibility on that?
Yeah. See, we are having a very, very strong relationship with BYD. We started journey together in 2015, our relationship, and bringing this EV technology in India. So our relationship has been built on mutual trust and progression from both sides. We expect the relationship to continue much beyond 2025.
Okay. The second question is the order side, order book side of the things look really good. But I'm really concerned about the contracts, which typically look something like this. So we have to supply 5,000 buses, but we also have to maintain them for 14 years, right? And I'm assuming that the revenue that we are getting from those things is included of all those maintenance and the supply of the buses, right? Is that correct?
See, basically, what happens is we sell upfront on, and then we take care of the maintenance. Maintenance billing is separate over and above the sale of the buses. So we generate AMC income year on year on the number of buses. And as far as the 12 years or 14 years is concerned, we have a very, very strong service team built across India, pan-India. And as we are getting more orders, so we have been expanding into various states and various depots. So, and service personnel are placed in various depots, and we ensure more than 90% on road.
Okay. So I think you mentioned that we have the order book of right now around 8,100 buses, right? So can you just break down the duration in which we have to supply this 8,000 plus buses?
So on a holistic basis, we can say that next 18 to 24 months we have to deliver.
Next 18 to 24 months.
Yeah. But the capacity point to be noted. One important point to be noted, for example, MSRTC order of 5,150 buses, the STU has to, is required to create depot space for about 160, 170, 180 depots. Okay, so based on that, we will be building the infrastructure. Based on that, we will be supplying the buses. So
the numbers are not, I'm not able to work out on the numbers part, okay, because we have 8,000 buses that we have to supply in 2 years, 24 months is 2 years, and then this comes up roughly on an average, let's say if we supply 2,000 buses in the next year, we'll have to supply 6,000 buses in the next to next year, right?
Yeah.
Correct, correct. Yeah, you're right. See, we have two major orders.
From a capacity point of view, like it looks quite challenging. And at the same time, let's say there is a room for the new orders that we will have. Let's say in the next 2 years, if we have to deliver some more orders, then how are we going to work out on the operations part is what I'm really concerned about.
Yeah. See, basically to start with, on a single shift basis, we are going to build the capacity to 5,000 numbers. Okay. Generally, most
this 5,000 is by when? By when we are targeting 5,000?
By next June, July.
By next June, July. So 1.5 years is 5,000.
No. This financial year, 25. Next financial year, 25 will be ready. Next financial year, 25 will be ready with 5,000 capacity. But we are targeting about 2,500 numbers minimum. Mm-hmm. Okay, that is the and balance we are going to deliver in 25-26. Of course, new orders are also coming up. We will, as and when the orders are received or in the anticipation of the orders, we can expand our capacity. Because on a single shift basis, we can make about 5,000 and expandable about 10,000 buses in the next 1 year.
Okay. I really look forward to like getting all these orders completed in the next 2 years, of course. One last question that I had is, this is for the hydrogen buses that we have in partnership with Reliance, right? So by when can we expect to see these hydrogen buses coming around? Is there any rough duration on that?
See, this is a new technology. So we are doing the currently under trials. So since this is innovative new technology, it's going to take more time. We cannot give any concrete timelines as of now. But we are pursuing, once the trials are completed, then the next steps follows is the homologation after successful completion of the trials. So this being a new technology and it's nascent, it's going to take more time.
So, again, more time as in like when can we see the buses? In 2 years? In 5 years? If you can just give an idea?
Basically, it is a new technology. It is very difficult to come to the conclusion because the entire technology itself is not there at all in the country. Right now, it is in the R&D process is going on and trials are going on. Maybe appropriate time, actually, definitely we will come back to the shareholders.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as for the time consumption, we will take only two questions. And the next question is from the line of Sandeep from Maverick Fintech LLP. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible.
Congrats for the good set of number. And for advance congrats for the new facility coming up within 2 days. So my first question is, as you already told that the new facility, you are going to start with the pilot project in the new facility. When the regular production is going to start in the new facility?
Yeah, so we are starting the trial production on 2nd February. We expect the trial to get completed in maybe 2 months time. So hopefully in March itself we may deliver some commercial production. If not March, definitely from April.
Okay. So the regular production is going to start from the in the next financial year, that is financial year 25, and it's going for 2,500 buses. This facility is for ready for 2,500 buses or it is ready for 5,000 buses?
See, basically, we are building the plant in a granular manner. So one of the partial facility is getting ready. So where we are doing the trial production. And we parallelly, we are working on expanding to full capacity. So that is the reason by end of the next financial year, we will have 5,000 numbers. So on an average, we have taken conservatively 2,500 numbers.
So what I make out is that 2,500 capacity is available to Electra, capacity is available to Electra Greentech from April 2024.
Yeah.
I'm just asking, that from the first day of the next financial year 25, the 2,500 facilities is available for full production?
Yes.
Okay. And hello.
Yeah, please.
And what happened to the original facility from where the production is going on right now?
Currently, that facility is the lease premises. So we are going to shift everything gradually from the old lease facility to the new facility, which is owned by us.
Okay. And the second and last question from my side is about the capital raising. Is there any proposal for capital raise from the market or the promoters?
Currently, the capital raise, we will come back at the appropriate time. Currently, for the new facility, temporarily, we are going for a debt and internal accruals. So, on capital raise, we are deliberating. We will come back at an appropriate time.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks and congrats for the best wishes for the next financial year.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The last question is from the line of Rohit from Caspian Debt. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. So I have two doubts. One on the side of this equity raise only. I think last quarter mein you kind of said that you were in discussions, you know, for some equity raise, and now you're saying that we are looking for debt only. So can you just elaborate in, you know, if the equity discussions happened or, you know, negotiations happened?
I think, Mr. Rohit, if you recall, in the last annual general meeting, I think we, in our chairman's speech as well as in the question and answer session, we have clarified, saying that we have earlier resolution which we took for the shareholder raising of shareholders fund, it has been expired, and now we are looking for construction of this factory. We were going for construction of the same with the internal resources as well as debt. I think same thing was confirmed by Sharath in the last Q2 earnings call also.
Okay. Sorry, so maybe I missed it. Yeah, so second question
Just to clarify, no issues, please.
Yeah. The second question was on, I think one of the investors kind of raised this already, but I just wanted to get more details on it. So currently we only sell the vehicles, right? Sell the buses, and we do not operate it, or because the operation, I think, goes to our group company, Evi Trans, if I'm not wrong, which is not our subsidiary currently, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, you are right. Except for the initial two contracts, which are in Olectra books, we have about 150 buses which are operating. So for these 150 buses, we are generating operating revenue. Other than that, our business model has been to manufacture, sell, and take care of after sale service.
Okay, so that take care, you know, that gross maintenance and all that you talked about, even that is applicable to the next 8,000 orders also, wherein we will also maintain, not EV Trans will do it, Olectra will do it, you are saying?
Correct. As an OEM, we sell, and after sale service also is taken care by Olectra, and we generate operating AMC income.
So basically, sir, if the vehicle is of, say, an average, you know, per vehicle price that you said, 1.2 or 1.5 crore ticket. So when we'll sell it, we'll get that 1.5, and then plus the maintenance, you know, charges of that we'll collect over the years, you're saying?
Correct. Over the next year, next 12 years, we'll generate AMC income for all the buses which we have sold.
Okay, but that 1.5 will hit our bank account first, in on the first year. Okay. Great. So no relation of EV Trans now coming into play when we are looking at these order books?
See, EV Trans is an associate company. So by virtue of the holdings by the holding company, so it's an associate company.
Okay, so basically, to execute these order books, EV Trans is not coming into play at all, is what you're saying, is what I'm actually asking.
I think, Rohit, let's have a clarity on this model of operating day. Basically, EV Trans is the one which participates in the tender by taking the technical credentials of the Olectra as OEM. So, we will sell the buses, and eventually, EV Trans will supply to the STUs, and they are the responsible for operating the buses. In turn, back to back, they will have an agreement with Valatra. So in this entire episode, EV Trans is the one which is going to bag orders. I think you have some confusion about this, who is going to bag orders.
Got it. Yeah, I kind of knew that, sir, but it was just that who kind of gets that final income is what I was confused of. I think you kind of clarified that. Thank you so much, sir. Thanks for the question.
This model is more for the GCC, which is STU driven.
Sorry, sir, can you come back? I
this particular model of bidding by EV Trans and then Olectra supplying is relating to STU driven orders.
Got it. Okay. But boy, as you said, the final income will hit in Olectra's books or only even the maintenance thing that in the future. Okay, great. Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. As that was the last question, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much. We wish all the investors and stakeholders very, very happy, safe and excellent 2024. As we have always committed, we are confident of delivering better results in H2 compared to H1, and we are striving to cover up the shortfalls in Q1. And with the latest order of 5,150 buses from MSRTC and expected orders from the new STUs, we hope to have very, very strong order book and deliver excellent results in the coming quarters. Especially financial year 24-25 will be a great year. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Olectra Greentech, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.